This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability."
This year's budget, this is presented amid a very, very volatile, disruptive world. The world has not seen such volatility, disruptions since the year 1945 when World War II ended 80 years ago. And I can say with confidence that India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability. So at this critical moment, I want to take the opportunity to appeal to industry as a whole, public sector and private sector, to make use of this unique time in our history, to work shoulder to shoulder with the government to achieve our national objectives.
Surinder Singh Nagar of the BJP said the budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations, and to ensure that in the social sector, all schemes reach the people. Kanimori of the DMK termed the budget anti-poor, saying it is detached from the country's economic realities. Later, the House was adjourned for the day after completing today's scheduled business. The Lok Sabha has also taken up discussion on the Union Budget. Taking part in the discussion, Aparajita Sarangi of the BJP lauded the government for signing free trade agreements with several countries, saying that India has shown its ability to cleverly navigate in a different, changing world order. Earlier initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor criticized the budget, saying that government spending has reduced the tax receipts have remained flat.
"When vision is severed from reality, it ceases to be aspiration and becomes merely an illusion. A truly Viksit Bharat will not be built on slogans, not built on speeches or symbolism, but on delivery that reaches the last citizen of India. Turning promises into outcomes is not a favour. It is not a choice. It is our kartavya. It is your kartavya," may I say to the government.
The opposition has given a notice of no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Lok Sabha sources said opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources added that the notice would be examined and processed as per rules. Opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and Left parties, have signed the notice submitted to the Secretary General. However, TMC has not signed it. In Assam, the Election Commission today published the final voter list for the Special Revision SR 2026 covering all 126 assembly constituencies in the state, with the total electorate standing at 2,49,58,139. According to the Chief Electoral Officer CEO, Assam, a total of nearly 2,43,000 voters' names dropped from the draft list. People can appeal to the district magistrate within 15 days, with a second appeal to the state chief electoral officer within 30 days. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day national conference on tackling cyber-enabled frauds and dismantling the ecosystem in New Delhi this afternoon. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the new cybercrime branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. He also launched the State Cybercrime Coordination Center dashboard of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, I4C, under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shah said, "Cybersecurity is now linked to the safety of the country." He said, "Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, I4C, has become an important platform against cybercrime." In Bangladesh, campaigning for the general elections and the accompanying referendum concluded today, ushering in the mandatory 48-hour silence period ahead of voting on Thursday. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern over reports of attacks on journalists and the minority community by the military and police ahead of parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. News just in compliance with the Supreme Court order, the Election Commission of India has extended the final publication of electoral rolls in West Bengal in relation to the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, to 20th February. Earlier yesterday, the Supreme Court ordered to extend the scrutiny period by 7 days. The hearing phase in West Bengal should be completed by 14th of February. Earlier, the 14th of February was fixed for final publication of electoral rolls in West Bengal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.